So we're on the Mishnah at the bottom of Chof Amud Beis. Zeh Omer Zeksav Yodi VeZeksav Yodo Shel Chaveri. One is Meyid. They come to Beis Din with a shtar, and the first, and Reuven and Shimon are signed on the shtar, so they have to be Mekayim the shtar. Parshas Kiyum Shtar is only the Rabbanim. In a Torah, once a shtar is written, we assume that it's kosher. But Midrabban and the shtar needs to be Mekuyev. The Edom have to testify that this is their signature, or other Edom have to testify that this is the signature of those Edom, or they have to compare these signatures with signatures, like we said, on another shtar that was validated in order to use the shtar. Okay, and otherwise, the person could claim that the shtar is Mezuyev, and what's it called, or it was paid or whatever. Okay, so when they're validating the shtar, Reuven says, this is my signature, and this is a signature of my Ameyad, that this is a signature of my friend who signed on it, and Shimon's signature. The other one also testifies to his signature and to the other aide's signature. So Harielu Nemon Zeomer Zeksav Yodi. If each one only knows their own signature, they can't testify that it's the other one's signature. 10 years later, they come to use the shtar. So the guy's going to remember who else signed there. He can't testify, I know this is the signature of so-and-so. I don't know who so-and-so is. Right? So then, they have to bring, they have to bring another person, or two other people, depends. You have one person who recognizes both of their signatures, who will testify on each signature. Because we only have one aide now on each signature. So you need a second aide. So you need at least one more person who knows both signatures, who give him a star together with each of them to be made. The Chachomim Omrim Einum Tzrichim Etzarifim Emacher. You don't need somebody else. It's enough to have one aidus on each signature. That's good enough. Person's believed to say this is his ksavyad, and therefore we don't need two aidim on each of the signatures. One aid on each signature is enough. Rashi. Harel nemonim the ikat trei sadi the misadi akol ksavu ksav. Tzrichim letzarefim mem acher sheyakir ksav yedei shnehem. The trei sadi bo'inen akol ksavu ksav. Rebbe holds that you need two witnesses to validate each of the signatures. The time of first Gemara. Okay, Gemara. Kishatimtse Lomer, the Divrei Rebbe, Al Ksav Yodim Hemeidim, the Divrei Chachom, Malmonish Bishtar Hemeidim. What is the Svar of the Machlokas? Whether you need two Eidim to validate each signature or not. Right? The Machlokas, as Gemara says, is what are the witnesses being made on? And Tosa says it doesn't make a difference if they, what they say, Be'ikaron, this is what Eidus is. Even they say differently. Rebbe holds that they're being made on their signatures, right? And they don't have to necessarily remember the loan at all. So they're basically telling us that their signatures were authentic. So since they're being made on their signatures, you need to aid them on each signature. So that's the Rebbe, and the Chachamim hold no. Al monish bishtar him aid. They're only indirectly made on their signatures, but basically what they're telling us is that the loan was a good loan, right? So each one is being made through his signature that the loan actually took place, or the sale actually took place. So they're being made on the shtar, not on their signatures. The signature is only a hechitimtza to tell us that the shtar is a good shtar. So therefore, you don't need two witnesses on each signature. You need two witnesses on the shtar. And there are two witnesses. One saying that this is my signature, meaning that what says in the shtar is valid, and the other one saying this is my signature, meaning what's in the shtar is valid. So if two witnesses saying what's in the shtar is valid, that's good enough. And Rebbe says no, they're being made on their signature. You need two witnesses on each signature. And like we said, Tosus says that even if the witnesses would tell us we think we're being made on our signature, we don't remember what happened, we don't remember the sale or whatever. So we can't be being made on the sale. We forgot. We don't remember what we signed here. But we surely signed it. Whatever it is, we signed it. Right? Still, according to the Chachamim, we say they're being made on whatever took place, the loan or the sale or whatever. Because Lamaisa, we don't care what their signature is, we care what happened. And by telling us that their signature is valid, they're telling us that basically, even though they remember it, they're testifying that what it says in the shtar is good. And the reason for this is since it's only the Rabbanan, Kiyum Shtaros, the Rabbanan were makel, that this should help. Okay. Even if they don't remember the loan at all, or remember what the shtar is talking about at all, still we say they're being made on the shtar. And Rebbe holds no, they're being made be'ikr on their signatures. So you need two witnesses on each signature. Mursis pshita. Of course, that's what the machlokus is. There's no other way of learning it, right? Rashi, let's see Rashi till here. Kishatimsi lomer l'reb l'divrei Rebbe kishatamo l'sof dvarav. When you think of the what are the implications of this machlokus? Right, so kesavar al ksav yodim heim boyin lehoyed. You have to come to the conclusion that Rebbe holds that each witness is basically testifying to his signature. He's not telling us anything about the actual occurrence. That's only we know memela. If he signed on it, and it says in here that there was a loan, obviously there was a loan. But his edus is basically directly on his signature. Therefore we need two edim on each signature. That's the edus. The edus is the signature valid or not? In order to establish that, you need two witnesses. We saw the loan and we signed on it. That's basically what the implication of their edus is. It's on the loan. Hilkach betray Sogi. That's why two witnesses is enough. One on each signature, but basically they're not telling us about their signature. They're telling us that since we signed it, we know that the loan took place. So each one's testifying on the loan. They don't have to testify one on the other. It's enough that each one testifies on his signature, which means he's testifying half of the edus that the loan took place, or the sale or whatever. So Mara says, of course that's the pshat. Pshita, now the same, but what would I think differently? The Mara says, the Rebbe Sfuke Mesab, what would I think is that Rebbe's not sure whether they're made on their ksav yad or on the shtar. And therefore, Iyak ksav yodim heim me'idim, while manashim b'shtar heim me'idim. The nafkamina, what's the nafkamina, whether he's sure or he's in doubt? Heichud demis chad minayu, where one of them died. So now, liboy shnayim in hashuk lohayir alav. Then, the first one is not believed to testify on the second one's second one's signature, but you need to bring two new people to testify on the second one's signature. We'll see in one second why. Why? The imkain, because if we would believe the first one on his signature, and he's not believed on the second one's signature alone, so you'd have to have another person together with him on the second person's signature. Right? Now there's one aid, which is like two, on his signature, and two aid him on the other one's signature. Okay? The imkain konothik nechi revia de mamona puma dechad sada. Because if you wouldn't have two witnesses to testify on the other one's signature, in the end we'd be having three quarters of the aidis by one aid. The hachalachumra, the hachalachumra. Right, and Rebbe would say that if we're not sure if he's being made on the signatures or being made on the shtar, and therefore we're machmir to say that you need two witnesses on each signature, because maybe they're being made on the signatures, and the case where one of them died, you'd have to have two other people come and be made on the second signature. It wouldn't be enough that this guy should be made together with somebody else on the second signature. We'll see in one second Rashi explains why. Kamash Malon, the Rebbe Mifshe Pshitalei, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Therefore, the Chiddush is that Rebbe holds for sure that they're being made Al Ksav Yodam. So it's a Chumra in the case where you need each one to testify on his signature and the other ones. And it's a Kula where one of them died that you don't need two other people from the Shuk to be made. It's enough to bring one other person, and this guy is made on his signature, and the aid from the shuk is made also on his signature, and he's made on the other guy's signature together with the other person from the shuk. That's a kula if you hold that they're being made on their signature. See 1 second why. Rashi. Mao the same. Well, the Rebbe Shfuka Masapkile Iak Savyodam on Niskokim Sheidu. Right? Rebbe's not sure whether the Aedis is on their signature or on the Shtar. Or Almonisha Bishtar. Umishum Shema Al Ksavyodan Hemeidim. Maybe, right, they're being made on their Ksavyad. Right? Therefore, Mitmatzich Treilichol Ksavik Sav. That's the Chumrah of our Mishnah that Rebbe holds, that they both have to testify on each signature. Because maybe they're testifying on the signatures, and you need two aid them for each signature. It's not enough for each one to testify in his own signature. He has to testify also on the other one's signature too. That's the Chumrah on the Tzad, that they're testifying on the signatures. Miulo Pshitale. However, he's not sure of that. It's only possible. Since it's possible, you're going to have to satisfy that requirement in case they're being made on their signatures. That you're going to need two on each signature. However, in the following case, it'll be a kula to say that they're testifying on their signatures, and the chumra would be that they're testifying on the shtar. Why? The chumra would be over here that in case they're being made on the shtar, if you have one person died, one of the witnesses died, so he can't testify in his signature, so you have to bring two other people to testify on that other signature, and it wouldn't help to bring one more and be mitzarif with the first guy. Why? The ein ze kosher lahoyr al ksav yado v'al shel chaveiro u'litzarif echad imo sheyoyel al shteyem. It won't be enough that Reuven should be made on his signature and Shimon's, and bring another person to be made on both of them. That wouldn't be good if you hold that they're being made on the shtar. If you hold they're being made on their signatures, that's good. I'm made on my signature plus one, and I'm made on the other one's signature plus one. So it's two edim on each thing. That's no problem. Why? The dilma amonish b'shtar hemidim. But if they're being made on the shtar, not on the signatures, so you, in the normal case, you don't need two witnesses on each signature. You just need one person to validate one signature and one person to validate the other signature. Therefore, when Reuven says, this is my signature, half of the testimony goes on his side. He's now telling us half of the total testimony. Because you need two witnesses on the shtar, each one's testifying halfway that the shtar is good. So when the first one says, this is Mike Saviad, what is he basically saying? The loan took place. So half of the testimony is on his shoulders. The Zeshameid Imola Chasimaso Lomalav Lomori. And the fact that the other one is made on his signature is meaningless, because we don't need somebody else to be made on his signature. All you need him to be made, and that Aedis is half the Aedis. Dein Tzorichlo. You don't need, according to the Rabbanan, you don't need two witnesses on each signature. So when the second one is made on the first one's signature, it's meaningless. He's not, there's no Aedis over here. It's unnecessary. So the total half of the Aedis is by testifying on your signature, you take half the Aedis. The Chihada Mitzarif Imahu Min Ashok. Now, and the other one's signature, what's it called? We're gonna need, what's it called, only one, we need now two witnesses, because he's dead. So I'm going to be mitzarif with somebody else to testify on the other ones. I don't believe there's an eid echad on somebody else's signature. Right? Because I already was meyed that the loan took place. Now we want to be meyed that the loan took place from being made on the second one's signature. On the second one's signature, I'm not believed as an eid echad. I already said my eid is on the shtar. So now we're going to need two witnesses to corroborate that this is his signature and that memela that the loan took place. So it comes out that half of the Aedis is me, and another half of the half is also me, and only a quarter is through the second aid. And that can't be, right? Minashuk lahayir al chasimus hameis, hadar nothik riva de mamon apume. Another quarter is through my testimony on the other one's signature, right? So ishtakach de kula mamon nechi revia nothik apume. that the entire edus over here on the money is 3 out of 3.
Okay, we're going to start a little bit back for various reasons. We didn't finish that sugya 100%, so we'll start back from the Eleka Tray, Chafalef Amar Aleph. Okay, the Eleka Tray, Elechad, Mai. What happens if you don't have two witnesses to testify on the aide who died? So now we said yesterday that the aide who's alive can't testify on his Ksav Yad alone, and then be mitzaref with somebody else, the other one, because then 3/4 of the edus comes out from him. So therefore, what does he do? So if you can't find another aid, right, 2 aidim, only one to corroborate the other guy's signature. So what do you do? Omer Abaya, lichtov chasimus yodei achasva. He should write his signature. The aid who's alive, obviously, should write his signature on a piece of earthenware. And v'shodi lebe beidina, and then he brings it into Beis Din. Now the Rambam says that he has to sign it for a 2 aidim, his signature, so the 2 aidim can corroborate that he signed it. Or he can sign it in front of the dayanim, right? In front of the dayanim, he signs his name. U'machazki lebeidina, and the Beis Din then takes his signature that they know for sure is his signature, either because they saw him sign it on this piece of earthenware, or because there's 2 aidim who tell them that this is, they saw this guy sign his name on the earthenware. V'lo tzorech iyu la'asu li'achsimus yali. Then he won't have to testify on his ksav yad, on his signature. V'ozu iyu v'hai u'mesad li'aidach. And then he and another person, the one that you have, who knows the signature of the dead man, right, can be made on his signature, and now each one is being made on half of the edus. Where it says v'dafka achaspa, he shouldn't sign al megiltalo. He can't sign on parchment. He can only sign on a piece of earthenware. The shaila is why. Tosfos says the reason is this goes according to Rav Meir, who says that edi chasima karsi, that the edim that are in the shtar make the shtar, and therefore the shtar has to be written in such a way that it's eino yochel is daif. You can't erase it on a piece of earthenware. You can erase it and never know that it was erased. Anything that could be erased and therefore altered is not kosher for a star. You don't collect with it because we're afraid that maybe somebody erased something or whatever, there was a condition that was erased or whatever. On parchment, if you erase it, you can see if it was erased once or not, right? It's noticeable if it was erased. So that's the reason Tosfos, and it only goes according to Rav Meir, because according to Rav Elazar, that the edim who give over the star are the ones that make the star effective, not the ones in the star. You could really write on something that is, what's it called, that's efshel is daif. In any case, others hold differently, and therefore Tosfos says that if you write it on the top of a parchment, so there's no way of writing anything above it, is also okay. Other Rishonim say no, that they made a takana that you can't sign on a parchment your name just like this, even if on the top, because we're afraid that you'll end up doing it a little bit lower. So that's no good according to some Rishonim, and others say that this goes according to everybody, that signing on the earthenware is good. Why? Because if you sign on a Megillah, the Beis Din is going to throw it away. Somebody will go through the garbage in the Beis Din and find they didn't have, shredders, and they're going to find this thing. They're going to look around for parchments that maybe have signatures or whatever and use it to write a star. But nobody's going to look around for a piece of earthenware to think that somebody signed it. Shchiach. So it's very unreasonable, right, that somebody is going to use this and be mezayifit. So therefore, on earthenware you can write, but not on a Megillah, not on parchment. Why? Dilma mashkich lo inish lo maili. Somebody who's not honest will find the Megillah with the guy's signature on it. he only intended to show Beis Din his signature, right? Or he's a baseball player, he signed somebody's autograph, or whatever. The cost of a land, the guy went and wrote above it, I owe so-and-so $10,000. Signed, Mickey Mantle, or whatever. So, my the boy, right? And somebody else will sign the what's it called, write something above it, and use a signature. Usnan, hotzi olav ksav yadu shuchayev lo gov minachos mechorin. And we will collect with that. Because an IOU, you can collect from Nechosim B'nei Chorin. You can't collect from Mishubadim because there's no Edim, it doesn't have a call. But somebody wrote, IOU so-and-so and signed it, you collect with that from unleaned property. Okay. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim, that you need two Edim on each signature. Yeah? Right. No, you need one, you don't need two Edim on each signature. One aid is enough on each signature. Okay. Gemara says, Pshit the Yochid v'Rab Malachi k'Rabim. Right? What do you have to tell me the halachas like the Chachamim? Right? Rebbe and the Chachamim argue he's one against many. So the halachas like the Rabim. Mao the same. Halacha k'Rebbe mechaviro. We have a klal that whenever Rebbe argues with an individual, the halachas like Rebbe. The afilu mechaviro. And I think that klal applies even when he argues on more than one person. Kamash Malon, no, that the halacha is like Rabbi Michaviro, but not Michavirov. Yeah, Rashi. The Ilekeshnaim Shiakiru Ksavames, Elechad, the Zehachai Nomi Makira Mainavid. So it's only one, and the other aid also recognize it. What do you do? Lichtov Zeshanisha Bachaim, the living one should write on a piece of earthenware, chasimis yode achaspa, v'neshadye bebedina, v'yitlua ha-dayonim, v'yakifua eitzel ha-chasimus ha-beshtar, the dayonim will take it and compare it to the signature in the shtar of his own signature, the guy who signed on this earthenware, and they will corroborate that this is his signature from his signature here. He won't even need aedis. Well, no aedis. They'll do it because they're comparing the signatures. The cost of a letter by the boy, the Mordechai says you should only write it on a piece of earthenware, not on a Megillah, it was not on parchment, because you're afraid somebody else will write above his signature what they want, and it'll be like an IOU. Lemala min achasima yichtov shezeh achosum lova mimenu mona, the kosev kach ani ploni achosum lamata, I, the undersigned, right, Lavishi Monami Ploni, borrowed $100 from so and so, and then right under that is the signature. Minachosim Benechorim, Mishab De Lo. You don't collect from lien property because there's no Edim. The less they call the Dover Shane wants to be Edim. Since there's no Edim, it's just an IOU, right? It doesn't have the din of a star which has a call, and then if the people buy the field, they should have known that it was leaned. Because a star that's written with Edim has a call to it. But a star that was up without Edim, an IOU, doesn't have a call, and therefore we don't penalize the buyers, right? They couldn't have known that there was this loan. So therefore we don't collect from the Chosim Mishubadim. Ma'ad the same, ki hechid halacha k'Rebbe mechaviro, hachinami mechavirov. I might think that the halacha is like Rebbe even when he argues on many people. Kamash Malon, no, the halacha is only like Rebbe when he argues on an individual, not when he argues on many people. Okay. Omar le Rav Chanana bar Chia le Rav Yehuda, va'amri lo Rav Huna bar Yehuda le Rav Yehuda, va'amri lo Rav Chia bar Yehuda le Rav Yehuda. Right? The Shaila who said this, right? But whoever said it, they asked the following: Umi Amr Shmuel Hachi. Right? Did Shmuel say that? What's it called? What was the case of Shmuel? That what?
Right before
the
Shabbat.
Where is it? Right. No. Halacha k'divrei chachamim. Right. Did Shmuel paskin like the chachamim that they don't need two edim to be made on each signature? They only need one aid because they're basically testifying on what's written in the shtar, not on their signature. So you don't need two witnesses on each signature. You need two witnesses total on the shtar, and each witness is saying, this is my signature, and mele what's in the shtar is MS. The other one's saying the same thing. You have two aidim on the shtar. Right, that's what Shmuel passed like the Chacham. Did Shmuel say like that? The Hahu shtar of the Nofik mi beidina demar Shmuel. There was a shtar that left the Beis Din of Shmuel. Bahavik Siv Bey, and it was written in the what's it called, the affirmation of the shtar, the henpik, mid the osur of Anan Barchia, the Asir Achasimus Yode, Vadechad Ime. Right, they wrote in the henpik, in the affirmation, what's a better word? They certified the shtar, yeah. The certification is another word I'm looking for, but that's good enough. Certified the shtar. They wrote the following certification. Since Rav Anan Bar Chiya came and testified us to his signature, that's his signature, and also he testified, what's it called, on the other guy's signature, Umanu Rav Chanan Bar Rabba, and that signature was Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Rav Bar Rabba, with the also Rav Chanan Bar Rabba, v'asir achasimus yodei, v'adechad di'imei, and also Rabba, what's it called, Rav Chanan Bar Rabba also testified that that was his signature, and he also testified that it was a signature of the other one, Umanu Rav Anan Bar Chiya, who was the other one, Rav Anan Bar Chiya. So what? Ashrin ihu v'kiyanihu k'dechazi. So we certified and affirmed the shtar. There's a better word. Validated. Right, that's it. Authenticated, validated. Very good. All of the above. Right, we this shtar like we should have. So what do you see? That they Shmuel demanded that each one testify on his signature and on the other one's signature, which is according to Rebbe, not according to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say it's good enough for each one to testify in their signature, and you don't need to testify in the other one's signature. So the Chara, you see, Shmuel didn't hold like the Chacham. Shmuel held like Rebbe. Amar lei, hahu shtar, diyasmi have the chosh Shmuel abezim tovim. Right? That was a shtar that was brought against Yisomim, a shtar of Yisomim that they benefited from, and Shmuel was afraid that there would be a Beis Din and make a mistake and think the halacha is like Rebbe, and then the Yisomim would be in Tzoros. And there's a mitzvah to help Yisomim as much as you can. So he went out of his way to do it in a way that was good, even according to Rebbe, in case somebody would make a mistake to think the halacha is like Rebbe. Didn't hurt. Right? This way we're covered all bases. But really the halacha is not like that. But in case a Beis Din would make a mistake, and the Yisomim would end up losing out, I'll do it in a way that even a Beis Din makes a mistake and thinks halacha is like Rebbe, Michavei Rav, right? Because it's a chiddush. Gemara said you needed to tell me that. Shmuel had a paskin like that because he was afraid that somebody would think the halacha is like Rebbe, Michavei Rav. So for the sake of the Yisomim, he went out of his way to do it in a way that wasn't necessary but covered all bases. The Chosh Shmuel, a Beis Din toin. Okay. The Sover Shmuel, Dilma Ika de Svirale, Halacha Karebi Michavirov, Velo Michavirov. Ubaha Afilu Michavirov. Even though normally the Halacha is like Rebbe, only against an individual, but not against more than an individual. Right? But here is different. Here the Halacha is like Rebbe, even Michavirov. Sover Avid Ravcha, Kihechit Lomatsdi Yasmi. Therefore I'll do it in a way that will cover all bases, and that way the Yisomim won't lose out. But really, la halacha, it wasn't necessary. Okay, Rashi. The Nafik Meidina de Mar Shmuel, Shekaimu Beveis Din, they certified and affirmed and what was we say? At what?
Authenticated.
The Shtar, right? In his Beveis Din. The Kach Nimtza, Kosu Behenfish, Kosu Vadeh, and both of the Dayanim wrote that we validated this Shtar. Right, that's what they. We validated this shtar, right? And they wrote why they validated it, because two witnesses came and testified on their signatures and on each one on the other one's signature. Midosravanon alma karebi svirale. Lachora, the way they validated this shtar was like Rebbe, that you need two edus on each signature. Not good enough that a person should just testify in his own signature. That's what Revi holds. Shtora diyas mihavi shehutzrich la'ayin b'takonosam. There's a mitzvah to worry and help Yisomim extra. So therefore, what's it called? Since it was a shtar of Yisomim, and the Yisomim could have lost out if somebody would make the mistake to think the halacha is like Rebbe, that you need two witnesses to validate each signature, and then they wouldn't collect with the shtar, and the Yisomim would lose out. The Chosh Shmuel Shem Lo Kosebo El Ploni Heir Al Ksav Yodo Uploni Al Ksav Yodo Shem Kishiyot Tziu HaYisomim Shtar Zeb Beizd In Ligvos Yehe Oso Beizd In Toel Lomar Shalocha Karebi The Yom Rushein Zekiyo. And they would say that Shmuel made a mistake and he wasn't Mekayim the Shtar properly, and therefore the Yisomim can't collect with it, and the Yisomim would end up losing out. So Shmuel did it in such a way that even if the Beizdin that was going to be Motzi Lepoel this Shtar, right, will make a mistake and think the halacha is like Rebbe, Shmuel was mekayim it in a way that what's it called that it helped according to Rebbe too. Ika the svar lebi alma v'lo mechavirav v'hafil mechavirav. The Beizin wouldn't make such a mistake to think that the halacha is like Rebbe always against the rabbin. But maybe in this case they make a mistake to think that in this case Rebbe is right. Right, so the Kamash Malah, no, that we don't say that.